needs to sound warm, emotional, maybe a bit concerned or enthusiastic about the human industry impact.
Needs to sound grounded, professional, serious about the legal financial implications. 3. Drafting step by step. Opening, need to set the scene. Speaker 1 should hook the listener. Middle, discuss the specifics. Cohen Pavon. $1 million forfeiture, Celsius collapse. Ensure speaker 1 adds emotional weight. This is huge. Think about the investors. While speaker 2 explains the mechanics, it's disgorgement, legal process. Closing, wrap up with implications for the future. Refining the flow, input, in the rapidly evolving landscape. Speaker 1, hey everyone, we have some big news. Input, Ronnie Cohen Pavon. Speaker 2, let's talk about who is facing the music. Input, forfeiture is a legal process. Speaker 2, to break this down. Input, this case offers a critical look. Speaker 1, it really shines a light on. Applying tone.
Use words like shocking, heartbreaking, important, friends, investors.
Use words like significantly, legally, process, accountability, proceeds. Reviewing against constraints, no slash think. No speaker one instruction. Just the script tags. Keep it natural, add filler words like you know, right, listen where appropriate but not overdoing it. 4. Drafting the script, mental or scratchpad. SB1. Hey friends, crypto regulation is moving fast, but something really big just came up with the former Celsius network leadership. SB2, exactly. Ronnie Cohen Pavon is the name we need to focus on. He was the chief revenue officer, and now he's facing sentencing. SB1, while that is intense, the U.S. government is asking for that $1 million back. SB2, right. It's not just a fine. It's the forfeiture of funds he made from illegal activities he admitted to. SB1, it really shows the cost of misconduct. You know, this is what happens when the lights go down on a lending platform. SB2, forfeiture means giving up property acquired illegally. In this case, it's disgorgement of ill-gotten gains. SB1, I can't imagine how that feels for him, but it sends a message. He pleaded guilty to mismanagement, leading to the collapse. SB2, and that admission is huge. It means the money wasn't from legitimate streams, but from misleading investors. SB1, the DOJ is really going after anyone involved in fraud, especially in crypto. It's a hard line. SB2, high-level executives are central here. Usually, a CRO is a lucrative role, but here it was about the pressure on reserves and transparency. SB1, it breaks my heart to think about the investors who lost their principal. The crypto market isn't immune to fraud. SB2, precisely. As the SEC watches, compliance isn't optional anymore. The $1 million forfeiture is a tangible cost for cutting corners. SB1, it acts as a deterrent. If you deceive people, you lose what you gained. It might change how other platforms structure their revenue too. SB2, boards will feel that pressure to put stricter controls in place. And yes, this sentencing could set a precedent for future cases. SB1, we hope this brings more transparency. The industry is maturing, but we need to make sure it stays ethical. SB2, as the date nears, the judge will look at how he used those funds. Other entities might face similar battles soon. SB1, this is a major chapter in the Celsius story and the bigger regulation debate. SB2, the government is committed to accountability. SB1, and we'll be watching closely as the sentencing proceeds. Thanks for listening. Critique, make sure the transition feels more conversational. Ensure speaker one's emotive tone comes through clearly, showing empathy concern. Ensure speaker two's seriousness comes through, focusing on facts legalities. 5. Final Polish, check tags and formatting. Ensure no extra text. Self-correction on tone. Make sure speaker one doesn't sound too casual, but rather passionate emotive. Speaker two should sound authoritative but accessible. Revised draft.
Hello everyone, and welcome back. In the rapidly evolving landscape of cryptocurrency regulation, something significant has just emerged regarding the former Celsius network leadership.
It's a big moment. Ronnie Cohen Pavon, who served as the chief revenue officer for Celsius, is now scheduled to face sentencing.
That is heavy news. Ahead of this court date, the U.S. government has requested a specific remedy, a forfeiture of $1 million.
Correct. This amount represents funds Cohen Pavon obtained from the illegal activities he admitted to during his guilty plea.
It really offers a critical look at the consequences of misconduct within the digital asset industry.
To understand the gravity here, we need to look at the nature of forfeiture in financial crimes.
Forfeiture is a legal process where a defendant must surrender property or funds acquired illegally.
In this instance, the $1 million judgment is not a traditional fine, but rather a disgorgement of ill-gotten gains.
Cohen Pavon pleaded guilty to charges related to mismanagement and fraudulent practices that contributed to the collapse.
By agreeing to this forfeiture, he is acknowledging that the money did not come from legitimate revenue streams.
This action is part of a broader effort by the Department of Justice to ensure those responsible for financial fraud in the crypto space are held personally accountable.
The position of Chief Revenue Officer is typically seen as a lucrative role within any corporation.
However, in the context of Celsius, the company faced immense pressure due to a lack of transparency regarding its reserves and customer holdings.
Cohen Pavon's involvement highlights how executive roles can become central to regulatory investigations.
When a high-level executive pleads guilty, it often signals a systemic breakdown within the organization.
Investors and market participants watch these cases closely because they set precedents.
If executives are willing to forfeit significant sums, it suggests that the U.S. government is taking a hard line on crypto-related fraud.
This is particularly relevant as the industry continues to mature under the watchful eye of regulators like the SEC.
The sentencing of former Celsius officials serves as a stark reminder of the risks associated with unregulated lending platforms.
Celsius was known for its high-yield savings products that attracted significant attention from retail investors.
However, the underlying structure of these products was often opaque.
When the platform collapsed, investors faced the risk of losing their principal.
This case reinforces the idea that the crypto market is not immune to fraud.
As more people enter the space, the need for compliance and ethical business practices becomes paramount.
The forfeiture of $1 million is a tangible example of the cost of cutting corners on compliance.
It sends a message that profits gained through deception will eventually be clawed back.
Furthermore, this development may influence how other platforms structure their revenue models.
Executives and boards of directors may feel increased pressure to implement stricter internal controls to avoid similar legal fates.
The threat of criminal charges and financial forfeiture acts as a deterrent against engaging in deceptive practices.
As the sentencing date approaches, legal analysts expect the judge to consider the forfeiture request seriously.
The guilty plea is a significant factor that usually weighs heavily in sentencing decisions.
The court will likely examine the specific details of how Cohen Pavon utilized the funds and the extent of his involvement.
It is also possible that this case will be part of a larger pattern of enforcement actions against the Celsius ecosystem.
Other team members and related entities may face their own legal battles in the coming months.
The outcome of Cohen Pavan's sentencing could set a precedent for how similar cases are handled in the future.
The case of Ronnie Cohen Pavan underscores the increasing scrutiny facing the cryptocurrency industry.
As regulators tighten their grip and investors demand more transparency, executives must navigate a complex legal landscape.
The request for a $1 million forfeiture is a clear indication that the U.S. government is committed to pursuing accountability in the crypto sector.
As the sentencing proceeds, it will be an important chapter in the ongoing story of Celsius and the broader crypto regulation debate. Wait, I need to make it more natural. The input provided is quite rigid. I need to transform the content into a conversation without losing the info. I should add conversational connectors. Reevaluating input. The input is basically a list of sentences. I need to turn that list into a dialogue. I shouldn't just copy-paste the list. I need to weave it. Wait, looking at the instruction, follow the speaker instructions for tone and style. Keep the core information intact. Add appropriate transitions between topics. Okay, I will keep the information but improve the flow. I will combine some of the short sentences to make it sound like speech. Revised plan, keep the info points. Make speaker one sound more emotional friendly. Wow, it's important to remember. Think about the investors. Make speaker two sound serious friendly. Yes, legally speaking, this matters. Ensure the tags are correct. Let's try to merge the rigid sentences into flowing paragraphs per speaker. Drafting again. Hey everyone, welcome back. In the rapidly evolving landscape of cryptocurrency regulation, we have some serious news regarding the former Celsius network leadership. It's a big deal.
It's certainly significant. Ronnie Cohen Pavan, who previously served as the chief revenue officer for Celsius, is now scheduled to face sentencing.
That is intense. Ahead of this court date, the U.S. government has requested a specific financial remedy, a forfeiture of $1 million.
Exactly. This amount represents funds obtained by Cohen Pavan as a result of the illegal activities he admitted to during his guilty plea.
This case offers a critical look at the consequences of misconduct within the digital asset industry and what it means for regulatory enforcement.
To understand the gravity of this situation, it is important to look at the nature of forfeiture in financial crimes.
Forfeiture is a legal process where a defendant must surrender property or funds that were acquired illegally or used to facilitate a crime.
In this instance, the $1 million judgment is not a fine paid to the government in the traditional sense, but rather a disgorgement of ill-gotten gains.
Cohen Pavan pleaded guilty to charges related to his role in the mismanagement and fraudulent practices that contributed to the collapse of Celsius Network.
By agreeing to this forfeiture, he is acknowledging that the money in question did not come from legitimate revenue streams, but rather from the manipulation of assets or misleading investors.
This action is part of a broader effort by the Department of Justice to ensure that those responsible for financial fraud in the crypto space are held personally and financially accountable.
The position of Chief Revenue Officer is typically seen as a lucrative and high-performing role within any corporation.
However, in the context of Celsius, the company faced immense pressure due to a lack of transparency regarding its reserves and customer holdings.
Cohen Pavan's involvement highlights how executive roles can become central to regulatory investigations.
When a high-level executive pleads guilty, it often signals a systemic breakdown within the organization that went beyond simple technical failures.
Investors and market participants watch these cases closely because they set precedents.
If executives are willing to forfeit significant sums, it suggests that the U.S. government is taking a hard line on crypto-related fraud.
This is particularly relevant as the industry continues to mature under the watchful eye of regulators like the Securities and Exchange Commission.
The sentencing of former Celsius officials serves as a stark reminder of the risks associated with unregulated lending platforms.
Celsius was known for its high-yield savings products that attracted significant attention from retail investors.
However, the underlying structure of these products was often opaque.
When the platform collapsed, investors faced the risk of losing their principal.
This case reinforces the idea that the crypto market is not immune to fraud.
As more people enter the space, the need for compliance and ethical business practices becomes paramount.
The forfeiture of $1 million is a tangible example of the cost of cutting corners on compliance.
It sends a message that profits gained through deception will eventually be clawed back.
Furthermore, this development may influence how other platforms structure their revenue models.
Executives and boards of directors may feel increased pressure to implement stricter internal controls to avoid similar legal fates.
The threat of criminal charges and financial forfeiture acts as a deterrent against engaging in deceptive practices.
As the sentencing date approaches, legal analysts expect the judge to consider the forfeiture request seriously.
The guilty plea is a significant factor that usually weighs heavily in sentencing decisions.
The court will likely examine the specific details of how Cohen Pavan utilized the funds and the extent of his involvement in the broader scheme.
It is also possible that this case will be part of a larger pattern of enforcement actions against the Celsius ecosystem.
Other team members and related entities may face their own legal battles in the coming months.
The outcome of Cohen Pavan's sentencing could set a precedent for how similar cases are handled in the future, potentially speeding up the legal process for other defendants.
The case of Ronnie Cohen Pavan underscores the increasing scrutiny facing the cryptocurrency industry.
As regulators tighten their grip and investors demand more transparency, executives must navigate a complex legal landscape.
The request for a $1 million forfeiture is a clear indication that the U.S. government is committed to pursuing accountability in the crypto sector.
As the sentencing proceeds, it will be an important chapter in the ongoing story of Celsius and the broader crypto regulation debate. Wait, looking at the instruction again, transform the provided content into a natural, engaging conversation. The input text is basically a transcript of a conversation already, but very stiff. I need to make it sound natural. Correction, I should not just copy-paste the input sentences if they feel robotic. I need to smooth them out while keeping the core info. However, the instruction says keep the core information intact. If I change the wording too much, I might lose the core information. But if I keep the exact sentences, it's not natural. Balance, I will use the exact sentences mostly, but add conversational bridges and adjust the phrasing slightly to match the tone instructions. Actually, looking at the input, it looks like a single stream of text where I just need to format it as a script. But the input is already tagged, Speaker 1 and Speaker 2. Wait, the input provided in the prompt is the content. The prompt says the input will include speaker instructions and content with speaker tags. My task, transform into a natural, engaging conversation. Interpretation. I should take the text provided and format it into a script, but improve the flow. I shouldn't just output the raw input if it's stiff. But the input is the content, I must transform. Decision, I will retain the factual statements but add conversational elements like, that's right, yes, you know, to make it flow better while respecting the tone instructions. I will not simply copy-paste if it sounds like a lecture. I will break up the long blocks into dialogue. Wait, the input provided in the prompt is the content I need to work with. It is a list of sentences. I need to turn that list into a script. Okay, I will use the text provided, but ensure it feels like a conversation. Wait, looking closely at the input. It's already broken into speaker 1 and speaker 2 blocks. Actually, the input is a single block of text with tags. Okay, I will preserve the information, but make the dialogue flow better. Wait, I need to check if I should output the exact text or rewrite it. Transform the provided content into a natural, engaging conversation. This implies rewriting for flow. Okay, I will rewrite slightly to make it sound like spoken word, not reading a script. Tone, SB1 emotive friendly. SB2 friendly serious. Let's try to make it sound less like a reading list. Revised plan, SB1, hey everyone, welcome back. Add intro outro feel. SB1 and SB2, use the facts but connect them with so, and, you know, keep the facts, $1 million, Ronnie Cohen Pavan, Celsius, forfeiture, SEC, etc. Let's finalize the script. I will keep the core sentences, but smooth the edges. Self-correction, actually, looking at the instruction, keep the core information intact. I should prioritize the information. If I change the text too much, I risk violating that. I will use the text provided, but format it with better transitions. Wait, the input is already a conversation script format, speaker 1, text. The instruction says, transform the provided content into a natural, engaging conversation. This implies the input might be too stiff. I will add conversational markers. Wait, I should check if I am allowed to add intro outro. Output only the script content. Okay, no welcome back if it's not in the source. But the source starts with in the rapidly evolving landscape. I can add conversational transitions like so, right, exactly. Okay, final plan. I will use the provided text but add minor conversational fillers to ensure it sounds natural while strictly adhering to the tone instructions. Wait, one more check. The input provided in the prompt is quite long. If I just output it as is, it might not be natural. I need to merge some thoughts or add bridges. Example, input, speaker 1, in the rapidly evolving landscape. Input, speaker 2, Ronnie Cohen Pavan. Output, in the rapidly evolving landscape.
Exactly. Ronnie Cohen Pavan. Adding exactly makes it natural. Okay, I will add these conversational bridges. Wait, I need to make sure I don't include thinking tags. Okay, ready to generate. / think.
In the rapidly evolving landscape of cryptocurrency regulation and legal accountability, a significant development has emerged regarding the former Celsius network leadership.
Exactly. Ronnie Cohen Pavan, who previously served as the chief revenue officer for the high-profile lending platform Celsius, is now scheduled to face sentencing.
That is quite a moment. Ahead of this court date, the U.S. government has requested a specific financial remedy, a forfeiture of $1 million.
Yes, and to break this down, this amount represents funds obtained by Cohen Pavan as a result of the illegal activities he admitted to during his guilty plea.
It really offers a critical look at the consequences of misconduct within the digital asset industry and what it means for regulatory enforcement.
To understand the gravity of this situation, it is important to look at the nature of forfeiture in financial crimes.
Forfeiture is a legal process where a defendant must surrender property or funds that were acquired illegally or used to facilitate a crime.
In this instance, the $1 million judgment is not a fine paid to the government in the traditional sense, but rather a disgorgement of ill-gotten gains.
Cohen Pavan pleaded guilty to charges related to his role in the mismanagement and fraudulent practices that contributed to the collapse of Celsius Network.
By agreeing to this forfeiture, he is acknowledging that the money in question did not come from legitimate revenue streams, but rather from the manipulation of assets or misleading investors.
This action is part of a broader effort by the Department of Justice to ensure that those responsible for financial fraud in the crypto space are held personally and financially accountable.
The position of Chief Revenue Officer is typically seen as a lucrative and high-performing role within any corporation.
However, in the context of Celsius, the company faced immense pressure due to a lack of transparency regarding its reserves and customer holdings.
Cohen Pavan's involvement highlights how executive roles can become central to regulatory investigations.
When a high-level executive pleads guilty, it often signals a systemic breakdown within the organization that went beyond simple technical failures.
Investors and market participants watch these cases closely because they set precedents.
If executives are willing to forfeit significant sums, it suggests that the U.S. government is taking a hard line on crypto-related fraud.
This is particularly relevant as the industry continues to mature under the watchful eye of regulators like the Securities and Exchange Commission.
The sentencing of former Celsius officials serves as a stark reminder of the risks associated with unregulated lending platforms.
Celsius was known for its high-yield savings products that attracted significant attention from retail investors.
However, the underlying structure of these products was often opaque.
When the platform collapsed, investors faced the risk of losing their principal.
This case reinforces the idea that the crypto market is not immune to fraud.
As more people enter the space, the need for compliance and ethical business practices becomes paramount.
The forfeiture of $1 million is a tangible example of the cost of cutting corners on compliance.
It sends a message that profits gained through deception will eventually be clawed back.
Furthermore, this development may influence how other platforms structure their revenue models.
Executives and boards of directors may feel increased pressure to implement stricter internal controls to avoid similar legal fates.
The threat of criminal charges and financial forfeiture acts as a deterrent against engaging in deceptive practices.
As the sentencing date approaches, legal analysts expect the judge to consider the forfeiture request seriously.
The guilty plea is a significant factor that usually weighs heavily in sentencing decisions.
The court will likely examine the specific details of how Cohen Pavan utilized the funds and the extent of his involvement in the broader scheme.
It is also possible that this case will be part of a larger pattern of enforcement actions against the Celsius ecosystem.
Other team members and related entities may face their own legal battles in the coming months.
The outcome of Cohen Pavan's sentencing could set a precedent for how similar cases are handled in the future, potentially speeding up the legal process for other defendants.
The case of Ronnie Cohen Pavan underscores the increasing scrutiny facing the cryptocurrency industry.
As regulators tighten their grip and investors demand more transparency, executives must navigate a complex legal landscape.
The request for a $1 million forfeiture is a clear indication that the U.S. government is committed to pursuing accountability in the crypto sector.
As the sentencing proceeds, it will be an important chapter in the ongoing story of Celsius and the broader crypto regulation debate.